You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. A popular summertime Central Coast festival announced Thursday it is postponing until 2021. The management of another major SLO County event says they are taking a wait-and-see approach on whether to go ahead as usual. Stay-at-home orders have laid waste to all planned concerts, festivals, and events this spring, and now summertime ones are falling like dominoes, all triggered by the pandemic.
The prospect of mass gatherings is negligible at best. When you suggest June, July, August, it is unlikely.
That's California's governor talking on April 14th about the prospect for summer events.
Large-scale events that bring in hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of strangers all together is not in the cards based upon our current guidelines and current expectations.
Only until therapeutics, community testing, and other factors are available on a large scale will public social life as we knew it return. And that's bad news for many of the staples of summertime on the Central Coast. Festival Mosaic announced Thursday it is postponing its 50th anniversary season until next year. Festival Executive Director Lloyd Tanner says the organization could not in good faith continue to plan for the festival's summer concerts and events, and that the health and safety of not only the audience, but all the musicians, staff, volunteers, vendors, and hosts are of the utmost importance. That's also the number one reason why the Live Oak Music Festival isn't happening this summer. The three-day camping and music festival is put on by KCBX each year, usually over Father's Day weekend, and it is this public radio station's main fundraising event. KCBX General Manager Frank Lanzone says on April 2nd, he announced the decision to postpone the 2020 Live Oak after more than 5 days of tumultuous deliberations.
In retrospect, it's not a decision I'm regretting, other than as a person who's been involved for all 31 years and having to say no to your child after 31 years is an emotionally tough thing to do, because there's so many relatives that are part of the Live Oak family that this affects.
Second to the new public health concerns of hosting a festival were looming economic losses.
The next big issue was, how long can we go forward without inflicting severe financial hardship, where if we committed to keep going, we would have incurred lots and lots of costs that we'd have to pay out at that point.
But some other major summertime events have not been canceled or postponed. The California Mid-State Fair is still moving forward.
We're cautiously hopeful. We're putting on a plan to have the fair. We're also putting on a plan for what would happen if we can't have the fair. So we're just waiting for information.
Colleen Bajorquez is the interim CEO of the fair in Paso Robles.
We're moving forward because we haven't gotten, you know, exact directive from the governor that we are not able to do this.
The fair is scheduled from July 22nd to August 2nd. Bajorquez says the fair staff do have a deadline to make a decision, but it's not here yet.
There is a certain drop-dead date, I'll call it, where, you know, we aren't going to be able to do what we need to do to put on the fair.
The musicians scheduled to play the Mid-State Fair understand things are up in the air, says Bajorquez.
We have contracts in place, but all of those are in these unprecedented times. An epidemic, a pandemic cancels those.
And if state officials do end up allowing large gatherings, some areas of the fairgrounds could accommodate physical distancing, some not. Tickets are available for purchase now, but there's none of the usual promotion or advertising going on for this summer's fair. Central Coast residents will be experiencing a very different summer than ever before. It's anyone's guess when or if big public gatherings will return to an arena, festival grounds, or concert hall near you. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.